This week's parsha is Parshas Vayera, and we will give the quick synopsis of the beginning of the parsha, which is going to be the focus of our shiur. After the circumcision of Avraham Avinu wants to have gas, and therefore Avraham Avinu is sitting at the door of his tent. Hashem appears to him to be Mevaker Choyle, to visit the sick. And according to Rashi, Hashem realizes that Avraham Avinu wants and desires so much to have guest. Therefore, Hashem sent to Avraham Avinu three angels, which according to Rashi are Raphael, Michael, and Gabriel, to come and visit Avraham Avinu. And it appears to Avraham Avinu like there are three men, so Avraham Avinu sees them, asks Hashem that Hashem should wait till he serves those angels. And then he comes to the angels and asks them that they should please stay. And Avraham Avinu said that the water will be brought to you, and you'll wash your feet, and you're still in the tree. And then on verse number 5, Avraham Avinu says, Ve'ekho pas lechem, and I will take bread, v'sadu lipchem, and that will sate your heart. And then on verse number 6, we see that Avraham Avinu didn't do the bread himself. It's written, Vayimaer Avraham Elo. Avraham Avinu rushed to the tent, El Sora to Sora. Vayomer, he says, Mahari, quickly, Shloisim Kemach, three saw of flour, soilless, fine flour, Lushi, need, Vasi Ugois, and make cake. And then Avraham Avinu goes to the cattle and he takes three cattle and slaughters them to give them three tongues, according to Rashi. And then on verse number 8, Vayikach Chemol Vachelav, he took butter and milk, Uvena Vokar Ashroso, and the calf that he had prepared. Vayiten Lifneim, he gave in front of them, and he's standing in front of the tree, Vayochelo, and the eight. Then on verse number 9, Vayoimru Elav, the angels asked them, Ayei Sora Ishtecho, where is Sora, your wife? Vayoimru, he says, Hine Ba'oil, she is in the tent. Then the angel says, Vayoimru, he says, Shofa Sholecho, I will surely return to you, Kohes Chayo, in a time that she's alive, and you'll be a son to Sora, your wife. The Sora Shomas Pesach Oil, Sora hears the door of the tent, and the tent was behind him. Then the verse says, Avram, the Sora Zekenim, boy Bayomim. Avram and Sora are old, they are coming in days. Chodal Yo Sora Oirach Hanoshim, normal interpretation, it ceased to be Sora, the manner of women, which normally it means that she doesn't get her period anymore, that she is older, she's menopausal. And then Vatitzchak Sora Bekirba, Sora left inside her. Leimer is saying, Achra Beloisi Oisol Yedno, after I have become withered, am I again be young? Vadoini Zokin, and my master is sick. And Hashem becomes upset that Sara Imenu left. And Hashem tells to Avraham Avinu in verse number 13, Lomo ze tzochaka Sora, why did Sora laugh? Leimri saying, Af umnamelet, how is it possible that I will give birth? Vanizo kanti, and I am old. And Hashem reiterates the promise that he'll come back in a year and Sarah is going to have a child. And Sarah denies and says that she did not laugh because she was afraid. And Hashem told her, no, you did laugh. This is the synopsis of the parsha. Now we're going to analyze what we said, and we're going to ask many questions and try to give an answer to this question. There seems to be a problem with Avraham Avinu's behavior, meaning that last week's parsha, in chapter 17, verse number 15, there it says, Vayomer Elokim el Avraham, Hashem tells Avraham, Sora ishtecho lo yisikra eshmo Sarai, Sara, your wife, is not going to call Sarai anymore, Kisara Shma, she'll be called Sara with a hey at the end. Uverach Yoiso, and I'll bless her. The Gam Nosati Mimeno Lechoben. And I'll also give you from her a son, meaning that Sara Imenu is going to have a son. Uverach Tio, and I'll bless her. Vahoiso Legoim, and she'll be to nations. Malche Ami Mimeno Yo, kings of nations will be from her, meaning that Sara Imenu is going to have a child. We also know that Avraham Avinu is the symbol of chesed, the symbol of kindness. And yet, even though he is the symbol of kindness, and he knows that Sara Imenu wants to have, yearns for a child, nonetheless, it does not mention anywhere that Avraham Avinu told Sarah Imenu that Hashem said that she is going to have a child. How is it possible that Avraham Avinu, who is Chesed, does not tell Sarah Imenu this great news that Hashem told her that she is going to have a child? In a previous shiur, we dealt with this question and we gave many answers to this question. But in this shiur, we are going to try to give a different answer to understand what happened and why Avraham Avinu did not tell Sarah Imenu that Hashem promised her that she is going to have a child. Another question that we have is that it seems to be that the whole reason that the angels came down to Avraham Avinu is to tell Sarah Imenu that she is going to have a child, because that is the only thing that the angels tell Avraham Avinu. Then the question is, why do the angels wait till the whole meal is served and only then do they tell to Sarah Imenu that she is going to have a child? If that is their mission, they should have come down right away and then they could continue and go on eating. It seems from what they happened that it was important that they be received and they do all this procedure of Achnasas Orchim in order for Sarah Imenu to get this blessing. Why is that so important? Also, in the Haftorah of this week, we see also the same thing, meaning that Elisha is coming over to this house of these Shunammites all the time, and we don't see that Elisha is asking what she needs, that I should give her a blessing. Then, in Melachim 2, Kings 2, chapter 4, verse number 10, it's written that the Shunammites says, Nase no alias kir ketana, let us please make a small walled attic, venosim lo isham, and we should put for him mito v'shulchan, a bed and a table, v'kise and a chair, menoira and a light candle, voibo voyoreinu yosr shama, it will be, when he comes to us, he'll go there, and so it was, and once she did this procedure, then Elisha comes to her and asks, what do you want? And then she gets blessed that she's going to have a child. Why was it necessary for her to do all this procedure in order for her to get the special blessing that she's going to have a child? While he was to come to the house, he never gave her a blessing that she should have a child. But now that she went out of her way and did this special procedure, Elisha asks her what she wants and then he gives her a blessing that she should have a child. So what happened that caused Elisha to decide that now he could pray for a child and she will get it? Another question that we have is that in verse number 8 it's written, Vayikach chema v'cholov, that he took butter and milk, uvena bokor asheroso, and the calf that he made. The Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Zayin Omed Alev 87a says that Vidu lechem do yaisiu lekamai, that bread was not brought in front of the angels. Sarah Imenu baked the bread, as we mentioned on verse number 6, that she made out of three huge amounts of flour, fine flour, she made breads. Why wasn't the bread brought? So the Gemara brings down that Ephraim Akshar, Talmido Rav Meir, Mishmeid Rav Meir, that Ephraim Akshar, student of Rav Meir, said in the name of Rav Meir, that Avraham Avinu Oichel Chulin Betahare, that Avraham Avinu used to eat chulin, regular food, with purity. The Sarah Imenu oisa yoim pirsonida, and Sarah Imenu that day had her period, and since she had her period and she touched the bread, then the bread became spiritually contaminated, became tameh, and therefore she could not bring the bread to Avraham Avinu because of that state. As a parenthesis, in a previous CD we explained in a better way why Avraham Avinu would not eat the bread himself, and also why Avraham Avinu would not at least give the bread to the Arabs. We understand that he doesn't eat it, but why doesn't he give to the angels whom we thought were Arabs? But going back to our shiur, nonetheless, we see from here that Sarah Imenu got her period. If Sarah Imenu had her period, then we have a problem. What is going on verse number 11? Because verse number 11, it says, Vavron v'sora zakenim Boim Bayomim, that Avram and Sarah are old, they are coming in days, meaning they're getting old in their days. Chada liyos l'Sarah, it stopped having to Sarah, oirach, the manner, kanoshim, like women, which normally it means that Sarah Imenu stopped having a period. Now, if Sarah Imenu stopped having a period, how was the bread contaminated? The verse seems to contradict directly what is written by the Gemara in the name of Rav Meir, meaning that the name of Rav Meir says that the reason the bread was not brought is because Sarah Imenu got her period and contaminated the bread. For whatever reason, Avraham Avinu did not want to eat bread that was contaminated because of that. And then the verse clearly says the opposite. The verse says that Sarah Imenu stopped having Oirach Hanoshim, the way of women, which normally means period. Then what is the Gemara Deni Bava Metzia continues and analyzes what is written in verse number 9. Verse number 9 here says, Vayoimru Elov, that the angel said to him, to Avraham Avinu, Ayei Sarah Ishtecho, where is Sarah your wife? Vayoimer, he says, Hine Ba'oil, that Sarah Imenu is in the tent. The Gemara says, Lehoidia she Sarah Imenu tznua hoisa, meaning that the Torah is telling all this story to let you know that Sarah Imenu was a modest woman. Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav, Veitem Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yudah said name of Rav, and some say Rav Yitzchak says, that Yoidim Oyu Malachi Ashores, the angels knew she Sarah Imenu boil hoisa, that Sarah Imenu was in the tent. Elomai boil, why do they ask, where is Sarah Imenu? Kedei lechaveva al bala. So that in order to endear Sarah Imenu to Avraham Avinu, meaning that by Avraham Avinu realizing that she is in the tent, that will cause Avraham Avinu nachas, he'll feel good about his wife, that she is a modest woman. Therefore, the angels asked Avraham Avinu, where is Sarah Imenu? But we're going to try to give a different interpretation why the angels asked Avraham Avinu, where is Sarah Imenu? This question is brought by Sefer Shemer Roish, and Sefer Shemer Roish starts to answer these questions by first bringing an introduction in the Gemara in Tanas Daf Chav Hei Omed Beis 25b, which that Gemara seems to be very apropos for the people of Eretz Israel, which this week started saying the Sental Motor Livracha, that Hashem should give the rain for a bracha in the blessing of Baruch Oleinu, which Chutz La'aretz they'll do only in December. But the Gemara there says that there was a need for rain in Eretz Israel, and the Gemara there says Shuv Masa Barab Elezer Sheyorad Lifnei Ateva, there was a story with Rab Elezer that he went in front of the box, meaning that Rab Elezer was the Shliach Tzibur, he was the messenger for the community in prayer. V'Omar Esrim V'Arba Brachas, and he said 24 brachas, meaning that the Gemara in Tainus describes that when rain didn't come, then the rabbis used to establish special day of fasting. And if it didn't come again, they established more days. And in those days, they gave, instead of 18 prayers of the Shmoneh Esre, they said 24 prayers. And Rabbi Elezer said these 24 prayers, Veloi Nena, and he was not answered. Meaning he said the blessings and rain did not come. Yorad Rabbi Akiva Achrav, Rabbi Akiva went down before the ark after him. The Omar, he says, Avinu Malkeinu, our father, our king, Ein lanu melech elo'oto, we have no king but you. Then he said, Avinu Malkeinu, our father, our king, Lemancha, for your sake, Rachem Oleinu, have mercy upon us. And as soon as he said that, the Yordu Geshomim, rain had come. So the Gemara continues, Have a Meranan and Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were murmuring and saying against Rabbi Elezer, look, Rabbi Elezer prayed all this time and rain didn't come. Rabbi Akiva opens his mouth and rain comes. Yotza Baskol came out a heavenly voice, the Omro, and says, Loi bipreshe zeh godl mizeh. Don't think that the rain came because one, Rabbi Akiva, is greater than the other, than Rabbi Elezer. Elo shazeh mavir al midoisov, but rather because Rabbi Akiva goes over his attributes, which means that Rabbi Akiva is forgiving, vezeh eno mavir al midoisov, but that Rabbi Elezer does not go over on his attributes, meaning that he is not forgiving. That is a simple interpretation of the Gemara, which normally means that since Rabbi Akiva was forgiving, and Hashem usually judges a person midah keneged midah, measure for measure, therefore, when Rabbi Akiva prayed for the Jewish people, Hashem forgave the sins of the Jewish people, and therefore rain. Medayares Dvash on Drush Tezvav Amet Pei Gimel, and also the Eitz Yosef on the Gemara itself, which is a parish on the An Yaakov, asks a question: if you say that Rabbi Akiva was Mavir al Midoysof, was more forgiving than Rabbi Elezer, then what does it mean? Not because one is greater than the other, just because one is more forgiving than the other. Clearly, Rabbi Akiva, because he's more forgiving, is greater than Rabbi Elezer. Then what does the heavenly voice mean to say that not because one is greater than the other? Clearly, one is greater than the other because one forgives and one doesn't forgive. Therefore, the Yaros Dvash and the Eitz Yosef give the same answer, and they explain that Mavir al Midoysof means something completely different. Meaning, both of them were great, pious rabbis, full of good deeds, and both of them had the exact same behavior. But the difference was that since Rabbi Akiva comes from Gerim, he comes from converts, he comes from people that were not refined in Torah, and during his first 40 years, he was totally ignorant in Torah, so much that he didn't even know the Hebrew alphabet. And he himself relates in Psachim, Daf 49b, that when he was a Amoretz, when he was ignoramus, he used to say that if he had a Torah scholar in his control, then he would bite him like a donkey, meaning that he was anti-religion, anti-Torah scholars. So Rabbi Akiva, in order to be able to behave in the proper way, to be able to excel in good deeds, had to overcome his shortcomings, his midas, his attributes that were inherited from his parents. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva got a greater reward for being able to overcome his nature, which normally would be to be bad, and therefore Hashem answered his prayer. Whereas Rabbi Elezer comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, which has good deeds. He was embedded, always knew of good things. So the fact that he was able to behave properly, sure, it's a great thing, but it's not as great as when Rabbi Akiva is able to overcome his shortcomings and behave the proper way. Therefore, the language of the heavenly voice is very exact. Not because Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Elezer, because both do the same good deeds, both have the same character now, both are forgiving now, but Shezeh Mavir al Midoysof, Rabbi Akiva had to work hard to overcome his attributes, which were bad, which comes from bad character, and to overcome that he had to work hard. Vezeh, but Rabbi Elezer, Eino Mavir al Midoysof, did not have to work so hard in order to overcome his character. Since Rabbi Elezer was always a righteous person because his parents were righteous and his grandparents were righteous, then he learned from righteous people since his youth, then Rabbi Elezer did not have a lot to overcome to reach this level as he is now. Whereas Rabbi Akiva, since Rabbi Akiva comes from converts, he had a lot to overcome, and because he had a lot to overcome, and Hashem saw the hard work that Rabbi Akiva had to do to get to this point, therefore Hashem answered Rabbi Akiva's prayer. According to this, Sefer Shemeroch says that Avraham Avinu was already famous, that he is exemplary in the Midas HaChesed, in the Midah of kindness. He always is giving food to people, there's always people at his table, he accepts people with a nice smile, doesn't make a difference who the person is. And clearly in our parsha we could see how Avraham Avinu excelled very much in the attribute of Chesed. Because Avraham Avinu is here in pain from the circumcision, and yet he sits at the door of his tent even though it's a very hot day. He's waiting for guests, and he's not satisfied by just giving them a little bit of food, but he runs to the cattle and he cuts three animals in order to give them three tongues of mustard, as Rashi explains. So clearly we see that Avraham Avinu has a lot of chesed. But could be that Avraham Avinu's chesed wasn't something that he had to work at it. His chesed and his desire to help others was something natural to him, that he didn't have to work very hard at it, and therefore Avraham Avinu excelled in this attribute of chesed, but he didn't have to put too much effort to get to that point. But in regards to Sarah Imenu, the story was not the same, meaning the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Alef 87a, brings also the verse that is written in this parsha, verse number 6. There it says, Vaymayer Avraham Ohel El Sara. Avraham Avinu rushed into the tent to Sara. Vayoymer, he said, Mahari, quickly, Shloish Sin Kemach, 3 sea of flour, soilless, fine flour, Lushi, knit, Vasiugois, and make cakes. So the Gemara there says, it's written Kemach, which means regular flour, and then it's written solas, which means fine flour. And clearly one person cannot say both, because kemach means unrefined flour and solas means fine flour. So if Avraham Avinu is coming and saying, make 3 saw flour and fine flour, clearly he's not the one speaking. There must be an interchange between Avraham Avinu and Sarah. Therefore Rav Yitzchok says that from here you learn that a woman is stingier than a man towards guests. And the normal interpretation is that Avraham Avinu came rushing to Sarah's tent and he said, quickly make shloish sin. And he didn't specify if kemach, if unrefined flour, or soilless, or fine flour. So the simple interpretation is that Sarah Imenu said kemach, give unrefined flour, and Avraham Avinu corrected her and says, no, soilless, I want you to give fine flour. So from here you learn that a woman is stingier than a man. In regards to guests, Sefer Ben Yoyad explains exactly the opposite, that Avraham Avinu is the one that came and he requested, give me shloish sin kemach, 3 saw of unrefined flour, and Sarah is the one that says, no, I'm going to use fine flour. And he explains that Avraham Avinu knew that Sarah Imenu was a generous soul, unlike any other woman, and he wished to give her the opportunity to demonstrate her generosity. Therefore, he suggested that she prepare an inferior kind of flour for the guests, and immediately Sarah Imenu gave the response that she'll give only fine flour. But from the fact that Avraham Avinu had to do this demonstration, shows that a regular woman is stingier in guests than a man. Because otherwise, Avraham Avinu should have just asked for fine flour and that's it. But since Avraham Avinu had to ask for unrefined flour and she answered, I'll give you fine flour, that shows that a regular woman does not like guests. But Sarah Imenu was different than a regular woman. The Ksav Sofer does not like the idea that the Bein Yehuda brings down, that Avraham Avinu came and asked her for unrefined flour just to test her. Because how is it possible that Avraham Avinu, who is such a machmir, so stringent in regards to guests, that he gives so much to the guest and he wants to give everything to the guest, goes ahead and asks Sarah Imenu that he wants unrefined flour? And furthermore, he asks, if Avraham Avinu really asked her for unrefined flour, then how is it possible that Sarah Imenu is going to go against the will of Avraham Avinu and give a more expensive flour than Avraham Avinu told her to? Therefore, the Ksav Sofer says that through the normal character of a woman, the normal attribute of a woman is not to like guests, but nonetheless, Sarah Imenu was able to go above her yetzer, above her nature, always. And she always brought guests and gave them only from the best, against the normal nature of a woman. And normally Avraham Avinu would have asked her for just fine flour, because for sure she would be willing to always give fine flour. But Avraham Avinu has a dilemma. Since it's written in the Mishnah in Ovois, second Perek, Mishnah 5, that Hillel Oimer, Hillel says, Al tifroish min hatzibur, that a person should not separate himself from the community. And then he says, Val tamen ba'atzmecha ad yoy moischa, that you should not believe in yourself until the day you die, meaning that even though you're able to conquer the evil inclination 1, 2, 3 times, many times, still you're not supposed to believe in yourself until the day you die, because it's possible that you will fall and you're not going to be able to conquer your evil inclination, specifically when the nature of a person is not to have something and then he has to overcome that evil inclination. And also it's written in Iyov chapter 15, verse number 15, Vehen bigdoishov lo yamin, that Hashem does not believe in the holy ones, meaning that even though a person is acting holy all his life, still Hashem does not believe that the person cannot fall. As the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Choftes on Medal of 29a, says that Yochanan, who was Kohen Gadol for 80 years, he did the service of Yom Kippur all the time the proper way. And then one time he did it as a Sadoichi. So even though he was already so old and he's been doing it for so many years, he changed and he wasn't able to overcome his evil inclination. Then we see that even though a person is doing the right thing all this time, still we don't know if he's able to overcome the evil inclination on that particular day, on that particular situation. Therefore, says the Ksav Sofer, Avraham Avinu decided that he is going to always ask Sarah Imenu to give kemach, to give unrefined flour, because that is the normal, what a normal woman would give. Meaning, since a woman does not like guests, she would give to the guest unrefined flour. And even though Sarah Imenu always liked to give from the best, nonetheless, Avraham Avinu was afraid, maybe this time Sarah Imenu is not in the level to overcome her evil inclination. And if you would have requested from Sarah Imenu that she make fine flour for the guest, and she is not able to overcome her evil inclination, then she'll have a bad eye on the food. And Avraham Avinu did not want to serve food to guests who have bad eye on it, meaning that she doesn't feel they should have gotten such good food, and would have harmed the guest the fact that they're eating food that the owner does not really want to give. Therefore, Avraham Avinu always requested from Sarah Imenu kemach, that she should give unrefined flour, because if she is able to overcome her evil inclination, then automatically she will upgrade it to solace, to fine flour. But if she is not able to overcome her evil inclination, her nature of being stingy, then she will give kemach, she'll give unrefined flour, and the guests will eat, and the guests won't be harmed by the food. But from the fact that Avraham Avinu starts requesting Sarah Imenu make kemach, unrefined flour, that shows that a normal woman would make unrefined flour, which proves the Gemara's point that a woman does not like guests. Comes out, according to this Ksav Sofer, that Sarah Imenu was able to overcome the nature of woman, which normally is that the woman does not like guests and is stingy with the guest. According to this, we see that Sarah Imenu was Mavira Midoseo, that she was able to overcome her attributes, her normal tendencies. And when somebody is able to overcome her normal tendencies, then Hashem blesses that person with special things. In the same way that Hashem sent the rain because of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva was able to be Mavir al Midoisov, to go against his tendencies, against his normal nature. So too here, Sarah Imenu, because she was able to go against her nature, Hashem is giving her a special blessing. Therefore, only after Sarah Imenu was proved to everybody that she's able to overcome her tendencies, her midos, which is normally to be stingy, then the angel comes and gives her a blessing. But up to that point, maybe she was not deserving of a special blessing, in the same way that Rabbi Lezer was a righteous person, but he did not deserve the train come because he wasn't Mavir al Midoisov. He did not change his nature, because he was always a righteous person. So too, Sarah Imenu, until she proves that she is Maviro al Midoiseo, that she changes her nature, she does not deserve the special blessing of having children. Therefore, only after the meal does the angel give the blessing to Sarah Imenu. And also, says Sefer Shemeroish, the same thing happens in regards to the Shunamis in the Haftorah of this week. That true that the Shunamis always took Elisha in and always served them, but since she didn't do anything exceptional, she didn't deserve yet an exceptional bracha from Elisha. But now that the Shunamis goes against her nature of being stingy with guests, which the Gemara describes as the natural nature of a woman, and she tells her husband, let us make him a small walled attic and place a place for him to have privacy, a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. Now she is able to show that she is going against her nature. Therefore now Elisha gives her the blessing that she is going to have a child, an extraordinary blessing. Because up to that point, she only showed that she's a regular woman, which is a little stingy with her guest. But now that she went and showed that she's able to overcome her nature and be very gracious and very giving to the guest, now Elisha gives her the special blessing. But going back now to Sarah Imenu, according to this idea that we mentioned, the Chasam Sofer on this week's Parsha seems to fit very well. The Chasam Sofer says that when the angels asked Avraham Avinu, Ayei Sara Ishtecha, where is Sarah, your wife? The Chasam Sofer says that the angels were bewildered, meaning that when the angels saw the great Mesiras Nefesh that Avraham Avinu does and how he likes the mitzvahs so much and how he gives honor to these people who he didn't meet before with an open hand and an open heart, they thought that maybe the wife of Avraham Avinu, Sarah Imenu, is not here. Because since a woman normally is stingy with her guest, had she been here, Avraham Avinu would not be able to do what he wants. Because Sarah Imenu would have prevented him from doing it. Because since she's a woman, that is the nature of the woman. Therefore they asked, Ayei Sarah Ishtecha, where is Sarah your wife? Maybe she's not home, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to do all that you're doing. But Avraham Avinu answered, No. Hine ba'oel, Sarah Imenu is in the tent. She's the one who is helping me prepare all these things. Don't think that she's stingy. She's quite opposite. She's in the tent and she goes above and beyond what she's supposed to do. She overcomes her natural tendencies. And the only reason she's not here is because of her modesty. But otherwise, she would have been here. So according to this comes out, then when the angels asked, where is Sarah your wife? It means to say that probably your wife is not here, but that's why you're able to give us such good treatment. Where Avraham Avinu answers, no, quite opposite. Sarah is in the tent, she's the one who prepares everything, but the only reason she doesn't come out is because of her modesty. And according to this, says Sefer Shemeroish, we could understand the continuation of the verse, because right after Avraham Avinu says, Hine ba'oel, she's in the tent, which means that Sarah Imenu prepared all this food and she's here and she's not stingy and she's able to overcome her nature. Right afterwards, the angels say in Pasuk number 10, Shoiv oshev elecho, kais chayol, surely return to you in a time that you are alive. V'inevein esora ishtecho, and Sarah your wife will have a child. V'sora shomas, pesach oil, and Sarah hears this bracha behind the door of the Wacharov, and the angel is behind the door. Meaning that right after they heard that Sarah Imenu is able to overcome her nature and not being stingy like a regular woman, then the angels give her the special blessing that she's going to have a child. And according to this, says Sefer Shemeroish, we could now translate differently the verse that we had a question with. Meaning that we had the question that if we hold that Sarah Imenu had her period, and that's why she couldn't bring the bread, why is it saying on verse number 11 that Avraham and Sarah zakenim boim bayomim, that Avraham and Sarah are old, the coming of days, Chodal liyos le'Sarah, Sarah Imenu stopped having oirach a nature kanoshim like women. And we translate that means that she stopped having her period. And that was in direct contradiction to what the Gemara brings down, that Sarah Imenu had her period, and because she had her period and she contaminated the bread, therefore the bread was not served to the angels. But according to this, Sefer Shemeroy says, we could translate this completely differently. We could say now that it means to say Chodal Liyos L'Sara, that it stopped having to Sara, Oirach Kanoshim, means the nature of women, which means that Sarah Imenu stopped having the nature of not liking to have guests. Normal nature of women, like Gemara says, is not wanting to have guests. But Sarah Imenu stopped having the nature of women. She stopped having the nature of being stingy with guests, because we see clearly that she gave from the best to the guest. According to this, it comes out that this verse is not an introduction to the next verse where she laughs. This verse is quite opposite. It's telling you why are the angels giving a blessing that she is going to have children. Because Chodal Yis L'Sarah Oirach Kanoshim. Sarah stopped having the manner of the women. She's able to overcome her attributes, overcome her nature. And because she's able to overcome her nature, therefore the angels give her the blessing. So it comes out that this verse that says that Chodal Yis L'Sarah Kanoshim is not an introduction to the next verse to explain why she left. It's a ending to tell you why the angels are giving her a blessing, because she stopped having the nature of women. And according to this, now we could also explain why, in fact, even though last week's parsha, Hashem tells Avraham Avinu that Sarah Imenu is going to have a child, and we know that Avraham Avinu is the pillar of chesed, the pillar of kindness, and yet Avraham Avinu never tells Sarah Imenu that she is going to have a child, until the angels come and tell her that she's going to have a child. And we could say that Avraham Avinu understood that Sarah Imenu has to do something extraordinary in regards to chesed, overcome her nature, in order for her to merit the special bracha of having a child. Clearly, Avraham Avinu already overcame this nature, because Avraham Avinu had already a child, as Rashi brings down in chapter 16, verse number 5, when Sarah Imenu is angry at Avraham Avinu in regards to Hagar. She says that Chamosi Olecho, my anger is on you. And Rashi brings down that she says that you didn't pray on me, you only prayed on you. Because previously on Pasuk number 15, verse number 2, Avraham Avinu tells Hashem that what are you going to give me? And I am barren. He did not say that we are barren. Then comes out that Avraham Avinu only prayed on himself and not Sarah. And afterwards, Avraham Avinu had a child, he had Ishmael, but Sarah Imenu remained barren. Then Avraham Avinu realized also, and Avraham Avinu understood that something extraordinary means that you're doing something that goes against your nature. And since the nature of women is to be stingy with guests, then Avraham Avinu put her in a position to show that she is gracious and she gives more than above beyond the duty to the guest. And had Avraham Avinu told Sarah Imenu that if she goes against her nature, she will have children, then clearly Sarah Imenu would have gone against her nature. Because once you tell somebody, then automatically the person does it and doesn't do it because he doesn't want to be stingy, she would do it because she wants the children. Therefore, Avraham Avinu came, and Avraham Avinu tells Sarah Imenu, when the guests come, here is 3 saw kemach. Saw is a huge amount of flour, an amount of flour that clearly 3 people do not need. And yet, Avraham Avinu goes there and tells him to give 3 saw kemach, and yet Sarah Imenu says, I will do it, but I won't do it with kemach. I will do it if solace with fine flour. Then Sarah Imenu proved that she is able to overcome her nature, and because she's able to overcome her nature, she merits to have children. And according to this, we have to say that when Hashem told Avraham Avinu that Sarah Imenu is going to have a child, Avraham Avinu understood that this is going to be dependent on Sarah's Imenu making an action. Therefore, Avraham Avinu never tells Sarah Imenu that she's going to have a child, because if Avraham Avinu tells her, then the action doesn't become so important. So therefore, Avraham Avinu waited till the angel came. Once Sara Imenu was able to overcome her character, then she got the blessing, and then she had Yitzchak. From here we see how important it is for us not to get caught up in our nature, to try to overcome our nature to the good. And if we overcome our nature to the good, then Hashem gives us blessings. And Hashem's word should help that we should all merit to have Mashiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuild, b'meira b'yameinu, Amen.